From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Former National Football League star Aaron Hernandez murdered an acquaintance in an industrial park near his Massachusetts home, and a jury determined Wednesday, concluding the first trials of the murder that he faces this year, that he was found guilty of the 2013 murder.
Aaron Hernandez with murder. What say you, Madam Foreperson? Is the defendant not guilty, guilty of murder in the first degree, or guilty of murder in the second degree?
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
The jury found that Hernandez, 25, was guilty of the first-degree murder in the June 2013 slaying of Odin Lloyd, who'd been dating the sister of Hernandez's fiancée, Dee, at the time. During the trial, the men were described as having been in the early stages of friendship, but Hernandez soured on Lloyd after the man hung out with people that the former New England Patriots tight end disliked. The Islamic State group, meanwhile, launched an offensive in Iraq's western Anbar province Wednesday, capturing three villages near the provincial capital of Ramadi, where fierce clashes were underway between extremists and government troops, according to residents. Meanwhile, Iraqi security officials could not be immediately reached for comment. President Obama pledged $205 million in new humanitarian aid to Iraq on Tuesday. He lauded the Iraqi prime minister.
I think both Sunni leaders and Kurdish leaders feel that they are heard in the halls of power, that they are participating in governance in Baghdad. And although there is the natural back and forth that exists in any democracy, Prime Minister Abadi has kept true to his commitments.
This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says Iran is in talks to reach a final nuclear agreement with six world powers and not with U.S. lawmakers. Mr. Rouhani's remarks Wednesday were an apparent reaction to developments Tuesday in Washington, where President Barack Obama pledged to sign a bill that would subject the agreement to a U.S. congressional review. In a speech to thousands of Iranians in the city of Rasht, Mr. Rouhani also reiterated his stance that Tehran will not sign a final nuclear deal unless all sanctions are simultaneously lifted. On Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was confident about reaching a final agreement with Iran after Mr. Obama agreed to sign the congressional measure.
Yesterday, there was a compromise reached in Washington regarding congressional input. We are confident about our ability for the president to negotiate an agreement and to do so with the ability to make the world safer. And again, every partner here has been absolutely critical to our ability to be able to get where we are today.
Kerry spoke before a meeting of Group of Seven foreign ministers in Germany that was expected to include discussion on those negotiations, which yielded a framework deal earlier this month. The European Union has filed a complaint accusing Google of abusing its dominant position in Internet searches. This is the EU Competition Commissioner.
What we would like to see is that consumers are certain to see the best comparison shopping results. And they should not just be shown the Google shopping results if they are not the most relevant response to the query.
Analysts say the EU could fine Google as much as $6 billion and require the company to make changes in how it operates. China said Wednesday its economy slowed to a six-year low of 7% in the first quarter, raising expectations of further government stimulus measures in the world's second-largest economy. China's factory output in March fell to the lowest level since the global financial crisis of 2008. Pakistan says it will build modern land ports this year at two main border crossings with Afghanistan to speed movement of goods and people. After extensive talks with Afghan officials in Kabul, the visiting Pakistani commerce minister said they made good progress on the Afghanistan-Pakistan trade and transit agreement. Cuba is praising President Obama's decision to remove the nation from Washington's state list of sponsors of terrorism. Josefina Vidal, Havana's chief diplomat for U.S. affairs, calls it a fair decision. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.